gunfire at Florida State.
This person just began shooting students in the library.
More snow buries Western New York.
Never ends. Welcome to Buffalo.
Legendary director Mike Nichols has died.
He had a career that was unique in American theater and film.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. It was just after midnight at Florida State University in Tallahassee when gunfire rang out.
If anybody has been shot, call 911 on your cell phone.
It all happened at the Strozier Library, which was filled with students cramming for exams.
It was pretty scary. I mean, we just kind of started running and panicking. A lot of people were crying. A lot of people are really scared and just want to know what's going on and why it's happening here.
Police official David Northway says three people were wounded.
Two victims that were taken to a local hospital, and they are currently being treated. And the third victim received what we would consider a grazing injury, and they were treated on scene and released. And
police say the gunman was shot and killed when he fired at officers as he was confronted. No word on his identity. Tallahassee Police Chief Michael DeLeo.
All indications that we have, this is an isolated incident and one person acting alone.
And classes and exams have been canceled today at Florida State. Now to Western New York, where more snow is falling.
Getting through the second half of this storm is really just focusing on safety. We don't want to lose any more lives.
Authorities blame eight deaths on the storm that dumped 6 feet.
Our driveways are trashed, our streets are trashed, but we're doing the best we can, guys.
CBS's Jerika Duncan says another few feet is in the forecast.
These roofs look like they could collapse at any moment, some of them because of the amount of snow on top of them, and it's just staying there. It's heavy snow, and it could be dangerous.
WCBS meteorologist Craig Allen says when the snow stops, more trouble could be looming.
There's going to be much warmer air coming in from the center of the United States and from down south. That, in combination with a storm system bringing some rain, could be a major headache. There is a flood threat, I would think, somewhere down the line in about 3 or 4 days.
The Buffalo Bills are offering $10 an hour and free tickets for fans who help clear all the snow from Ralph Wilson Stadium for Sunday's NFL game with the New York Jets. Oscar-winning director Mike Nichols has died at 83. Here's CBS's Heather Bosch.
He was the director behind some of the great American films.
I cannot stand it.
You can stand it. You married me.
From Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf to The Odd Couple and The Graduate.
Mrs. Robinson, you're trying to seduce me.
Mike Nichols won the Oscar for that. Nichols began as a comedic actor in the 50s. He transitioned to directing both stage and film, critic Leonard Maltin.
He really did seem to have a Midas touch.
His career spanned 50 years, earning his eighth Tony just 2 years ago for Death of a Salesman. He's survived by his wife, ABC's Diane Sawyer, his children and grandchildren.
President Obama's critics are calling him an emperor and accuse him of shredding the Constitution. Tonight, he'll spell out his plan to bypass Congress with an executive order on immigration. Our team coverage begins with CBS's Peter Mayer. He's live this morning at the White House.
And Steve, the president's order will see up to 5 million adults and children in the country illegally shielded from deportation. Many of the adults would be eligible for work permits. It would extend qualifications for so-called dreamers, children brought to the country illegally. And it will also include new border security. Spokesman Josh Earnest, though, indicates it will take time for all this to happen.
The kinds of proposals that the president is talking about are not the kinds of things that you flip a switch and start the next day.
Tonight, the president will describe the immigration system as broken, and he will again point to House inaction on the festering issue. The sparring with congressional Republicans has already started.
This is Pam Coulter on Capitol Hill. While two Republican presidents, Ronald Reagan and George H.W. Bush, issued executive orders on immigration, GOP critics say President Obama's expected action exceeds his authority. Texas Senator John Cornyn.
His unilateral action, which is unconstitutional and illegal, will deeply harm our prospects for immigration reform.
Incoming House Ways and Means Chair Paul Ryan called the president's move a partisan bomb that will sour his relations with Congress on a range of issues.
I'm Dan Revive. Immigrant rights groups and attorneys are already getting a flood of calls from people in this country illegally wanting to know what forms they might have to fill out to get whatever protection President Obama may be offering.
First and foremost, I tell them, wait.
There's nothing that can be done now. We don't know what the application process, we don't know when we could apply. So let's wait for the president to make his announcement.
Alex Galvez, an immigration lawyer in Los Angeles, does expect millions to apply, as he puts it, for the right to step out of the shadows.
Arizona is suing General Motors, claiming the company put profits ahead of safety by concealing safety defects and putting off recalls. The New York Times reports the state is seeking $3 billion from GM for issues that include bad ignition switches, airbags, and wiring. Millions of families buy minivans because there's room for the kids and a feeling that they offer more safety. WWJ Radio's Jeff Gilbert has the latest crash test results from the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety.
Honda's Odyssey is the only minivan to get a good rating in the test that simulates striking a tree or a phone pole. The Toyota Sienna was acceptable, with Chrysler and Nissan's minivans failing.
The occupant compartment is just not holding up in this crash. In both cases, the dummy was squished between the intruding front structure and his seat.
The Institute's David Zuby expects improvements when Chrysler and Nissan minivans are updated. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Los Angeles.
An Iowa man was arrested yesterday after authorities found a hunting rifle, ammunition, and a knife in his parked car near the White House. Police say 41-year-old R.J. Kappheim approached officers and said someone told him to drive to the White House. Then he showed them to his car. The FAA is investigating some recent reports from pilots at New York's JFK Airport that have raised eyebrows. CBS's Jeff Pagaz.
According to the FAA, two pilots reported seeing unmanned aircraft systems, otherwise known as drones, about 10 miles away from John F. Kennedy International Airport. Those unmanned aircraft, according to those reports, were about 2,000 to 3,000 feet off the ground, so that's pretty high up.
TV Land has stopped showing reruns of The Cosby Show. And NBC has scrapped a new comedy project with Bill Cosby that was under development, all because of allegations from women that Cosby sexually assaulted them. Cosby's lawyer says those claims are discredited. Parents, some of the safety advice is in as you look for toys for the holidays. Here's CBS's Bill Whitney.
With the holiday toy ads come the annual warnings from consumer groups like WATCH, which stands for World Against Toys Causing Harm. Director James Swartz says their 10 worst toys list includes the Catapencil, a pencil that doubles as a miniature catapult, and an archery toy.
It's a bow and arrow set with arrows that have what they consider safe or soft tips. However, the arrows shoot at a very high velocity.
That, he says, is a red flag. Bill Whitney, CBS News.
Putting a Thanksgiving dinner together this year is going to cost a bit more than last year. Dinner for 10 will run about $49.47. That's up 37 cents from 2013, according to the American Farm Bureau Federation. Higher prices for coffee, milk, and other dairy products account for most of the increase. And that's the World News Roundup for Thursday, the 20th of November. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.